Hey guys, welcome back to Real Fiends. We're on episode 149. This is Dave, and I'm going to touch on Wonder Woman and the Justice League film that's coming out. I want to talk about the trailers, what I think about DC versus Marvel. So, here we go. So, Wonder Woman. For those of you who follow the podcast, you know, we did a review on Batman versus Superman, and I was given Wonder Woman like crazy fucking praise. I think she was the kind of like the highlight of Batman versus Superman. And like way back in the day, I was totally fucking hating on Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, but I ate crow and I flat out admitted that she was amazing for the role. Like she like damn. Physically, like, the way she looked, Gal Gadot is fucking smoking hot. And, Gal Gadot in the bands and in the whole Wonder Woman outfit. And when she came out with those gauntlets and shit and, like, blocking the fucking, the laser blast or energy blast from Doomsday. Like, damn, she looks so fucking hot, like, amazing as Wonder Woman. She really stole the show in that movie. And the music for her, the theme music was like absolutely amazing also, like that Amazon kind of, jungle drum vibe to it. They really nailed it with that one. So Wonder Woman, she's getting her own film in 2017. It's going to be a PG-13 film, which I'm not too fond of that, to be honest. I don't like PG-13. But it's Wonder Woman. She's not really like a darker hero anyway, so it's cool, whatever. But the Wonder Woman film is directed by Patty Jenkins. Screenplay by Jason Fuchs. Story by Zack Snyder and Alan Heinberg. And it's produced by Zack Snyder, Deborah Snyder, and Charles Roven. If you guys haven't seen the trailer for Wonder Woman, it's fucking amazing. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here and just say that the movie's going to rock and it's going to be good. It looks good. My gut feeling tells me that it's good. It just looks like it's well done. It looks like they took their time with it and she's so perfect for the role. Like she really, really is. Like back in the day, I wanted Gina Carano for it. But, Gal Gadot did it, man. She shut a lot of people up, including myself. But we'll see, man. We'll see. I'm just going by Batman versus Superman. You know, we'll see how she is in the, in her own standalone movie, the Wonder Woman flick. But like I said, if you guys haven't seen a trailer for that, go on YouTube right now, man. Check it out. You're going to be blown away. And a lot of people, I know they shit on DC. DC's track record for films has been spotty, you know, for superhero flicks. Green Lantern wasn't that great. I don't blame Ryan Reynolds for that. I just think the movie was shitty and it's a shame that Ryan Reynolds, you know, he's not going to come back as Green Lantern. That sucks to me because I actually thought he was a great Green Lantern. I mean, that's my opinion though, but major props to, Ryan Reynolds for, you know, making a huge comeback in his career and owning Deadpool. Like he is just Deadpool now. So there's like no way in hell he's coming back to do Green Lantern. So they're going to, you know, they're going to pick a new Green Lantern or like multiple Green Lanterns from what I'm reading for the Justice League film, which is kind of cool. Like I'm a Green Lantern fan. So I'm excited for that. I hope they pick somebody good. But back to the whole, Wonder Woman thing and Justice League. No, DC films versus Marvel. That's where I was at. So, DC's films, like I said, have been spotty. I liked Man of Steel. People were like hating on Man of Steel. I really liked it, man. I thought Henry Cavill was an amazing Superman. There can be no other Superman but him. He just owned that role. Perfect for it. You know, 100%. And Man of Steel was a good movie to me, man. It had some heart to it. I thought it was pretty well done. I don't have a lot of complaints on it, so I don't really get what all the hate is on Man of Steel. The same thing with Batman versus Superman. Yeah, it was flawed in some ways. Like I would say the action, there could have been a lot more action in it, and there was like a lot of fucking build up, but that's like my only gripe. My other gripe is, you know, the Justice League introduction seemed a little rushed, and I think a lot of people agree with that. It was just kind of cheesy. It looked like Sci-Fi Channel effects, like very corny, you know, introducing all the members. I don't like Flash. I don't like the actor who's playing Flash. I said that from the jump. I don't get that. I think that if they would have picked like they would have got Ryan Gosling to play Flash, that would have been like fucking utterly amazing. And it would have created a huge vibe. I do like Jason Momoa as Aquaman. I think he's going to own that role and he's going to surprise a lot of people. Aquaman is a comic as a comic character. He gets a lot of hate. You know, people be like, oh, you know, what the fuck can Aquaman do? He can talk to goldfish. Like, Aquaman is actually pretty damn powerful. Like, he's on par, like, with, like, Superman. He's strong as fuck. He's super durable. And he's a badass in the comics. And he gets a bad rap. So, I'm looking forward to the Aquaman movie also. Not sure when that's coming out. But I know it's, you know, it's in production. It's in the works. But, yeah, the DC films, man, Marvel definitely has an edge, over DC as far as quality, writing, vibe, humor. They just do better superhero movies, man. And it's a shame because DC they have really awesome characters. And I would say, for example, like Avengers is like a popular big group, but it's not Justice League, man. Like, I think overall, the Justice League is a bigger world known, you know, superhero group and way more epic. So I certainly hope that the Justice League film lives up to the hype and it's just fucking well done. You know, one could hope because Batman and Superman are the two biggest superheroes, like, ever. You know what I mean? Like, world known. So, but back to Wonder Woman. So that movie's coming out in 2017, like I said. And based on a trailer, it looks great. I have high hopes for it. You know, I was a former hater, but I've been converted. So I will be checking that out. And I already touched on Justice League a bit, but I'm going to go into that a little more. So Justice League comes out, the release date for United States is November 17th, 2017, and it's directed by Zack Snyder. So, I don't know what to think about Justice League, man. I haven't seen anything, I saw the trailer. The trailer looked good. I thought it could have been better, but it looked pretty badass. I'm not really feeling Cyborg. I think Cyborg looks kind of corny. I'm not really feeling the actor who's playing Cyborg. He just doesn't have that it factor to me. He just looks stupid, like, in costume. That's me, though. That's my opinion. And, the effects for Cyborg look very, I don't know, they kind of look cheap. He looks weird, like, way too shiny, like a cartoon. I'm not really feeling it. But, Aquaman looks badass. Ben Affleck as Batman is just like, he's amazing to me as Batman. He's my second favorite Batman besides Michael Keaton. Henry Cavill's great. Wonder Woman is great. Gal Gadot. I just hope that they just do a good job and they take their time and it has good writing. And I hope it has a good villain. Like, if they're going to use Darkseid, I mean, portray Darkseid well, because he's like a super iconic fucking comic villain, and if they fuck that up, good grief, man, good grief. But I don't really know what else to say about Wonder Woman and Justice League, guys, or DC versus Marvel. I think I covered everything I wanted to say. If you guys haven't seen the trailer for Wonder Woman, if you haven't seen the trailer for Justice League, hop on there, check it out, and leave us some feedback. Tell us what you think. You know, you can leave us feedback on our social media pages. Real Fiends, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube. Subscribe on iTunes if you like the podcast. Rate us also, that's a big thing. And thanks for listening, thanks for following us, and we will catch you guys back with episode 150, which should be a fun episode. It's going to be Gil and I, and we're going to discuss the whole Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Vin Diesel feud that's going on. I have a lot of things to say about that. I know Gil has a lot of things to say about that, and it's probably going to be fucking comical. So tune in for that. That's going to be episode 150. And that's it, guys. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch you back with the next episode. Later.